WRNW 329, moderate.
WSAA 336, monitoring.
WSFR 966, mobile and standing by.
WSID 817, monitoring.
Morning, Dave, WSCU 844.
WSID 817, monitoring. WSID 817, paging Lori. Lori, did you get your GMRS license yet?
I did not get my GMRS yet, but I keep checking my email.
WRWF 505, portable monitoring. WSGH 922, monitoring.
WSBM 993, portable monitoring.
WSAA 336, monitoring and mobile.
WSAA 336, WSBM 993, copy.
I sure do, Chad. How you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty good. Just having issues with that DB20 of mine. Gonna try to factory reset it and have it reprogrammed and see if that does the job. But if not, I don't know. I might have to order me a new DB20.
Yeah, you're having trouble with a 25, eh?
Oh, DB20.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. I noticed, you were on a different radio. I didn't know why, though. Over.
I'm on, I've been on my DB20, but right now I'm on my handheld, but, no, DB20 has been giving me some problems.
I thought I heard you got a different radio. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I got a couple new handhelds or whatever, Bofang handhelds that came the other day, but I'm going to get those programmed today too as well.
Yeah, copy that. I'm just heading to the store real quick, and then I'll be back home. Thought I'd throw the DB20 in the truck and go for a ride with that.
Roger, yeah, definitely sounding really good, man. Full quieting, loud and clear, good modulation, good audio. Sounding really good over there in the mobile, definitely. Sounding real good. How are we sounding over there in the portable, on the HT?
There's just a little bit of static in the background, but other than that, you're good. It's just not even a steady. It's just here and there, you know.
Hey, Roger. Yeah, I heard you in there, so I just wanted to jump in and say hello this morning to you. I got to get on the road here shortly and head out to a couple appointments this morning, and then later on I'm going to get the those both things programmed and having my buddy check out the DB20, see what's going on with that. But other than that, that's pretty much about it. But just wanted to jump in there and say hello to you. We'll definitely do it again later. You have safe travels out there on the road today, and we'll definitely talk with you a little later or something or whatnot. Okay, Chuck? WSBM 993 will be clear at your final.
Yeah, for sure, Chad. WSAA 336, and I'll be monitoring and mobile.
WSGH 922, monitoring on backup power.
WSGH 922, WSBM 993, how's it going, Greg?
Hey, Chad, how you doing this morning? We just lost power, so I'm on backup power right now.
Oh, wow, you on generator, or what are you, just a battery pack, or what do you got going on?
Yeah, I'm just using a Jackery right now. The strangest thing is beautiful day and all of a sudden you lose power. So if I continue, I guess I'll fire up the generator, but hopefully it'll come on sooner than later.
Roger that. You're sounding good this morning. Sounding really good. Crystal clear, good modulation, good audio, full quieting. Definitely sounds real good. Well, hopefully they get the power back up and going here soon for you, sooner than later, that is, and you'll be back up and running on power again. I wonder what caused it to lose power. Did somebody have an accident out there on the road somewhere, and they hit a pole or something, or I wonder what happened?
I'm not sure, but I can tell you one thing. Something's going on with the grid I'm on for the last 3 years or so. It's been out half a dozen times. That's why I went and bought a generator. But who knows today? Lately, if it blows, the wind blows hard, it's knocking out the power. So hopefully they get the transformer upgraded here, system fixed.
Yeah, Roger. Roger that. Well, good luck. I hope it all goes well for you, and I hope they get it back up and running for you here soon. Whereabouts are you located at again, Greg? I forgot. Whereabouts are you at?
I'm in Burton, just a little bit south of Flint.
Hey, Roger that. Copy. Yeah, I got those two bow things, those ones that Jack was telling us about. I think you ordered a pair of them, too. There was ones for 18-something or whatever for a two-pack. Them came yesterday. Amazon dropped them off and delivered them to me. Did you ever get yours up and running yet?
I ordered a pair, and I got them, and they're up and running. And I ordered another pair, and they were supposed to be here this week, I think. But, no, I haven't got the second set.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, I hear you. Well, anyways, man, I just wanted to jump in there. I heard you this morning. Just wanted to jump in there and say hello. Hope your day goes well. Hope things get better with the power there and they get it back up and running for you. But we'll definitely do it again, Greg. And until then, you take care and have yourself a good rest of your day and enjoy the weather out there. And we'll definitely talk with you again, my friend. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring after your final.
All right, Chad, you have a good day. Drive safe out there. WSGH 922, I'll be clear.
922, this is WSAA 336.
Oh, Chuck 336, how you doing today?
Oh, fantastic, man. She's a beautiful day out there. Just run into the store real quick. Yeah, what radio number was that again, the model fan?
I believe it's N-A, like, I got to do phonetics here for the new ham side. November Alpha, how's that? And then K6, Kilo 6.
Copy that. Are they just ham, or are they both, or what are they?
They're both. They're dual banders.
Are they the newest and greatest? Is that why you guys got them, or what? What's the deal with that?
No, they're not the newest and greatest, but you get two of them for $18.99, so you can't beat it, the price. You get two antennas, two batteries, two chargers for $18.99. Yeah, everybody ordered them, and they're out of stock now, so I'm not sure whether they're going to come back in or not.
Yeah, copy that. I got four of the 5RU or whatever they are, 8-watt. I'm real happy with that. And then I got
sure if you're on a handheld or on your mobile, but I didn't copy any of that last one.
Yeah, I'm in Menards parking lot. I'm on my GP20.
Okay, I copied Menards parking lot with a GP20, but yeah, you're cutting in and out there.
Copy that. I'll be off on the side then. This is WSAA 336, and I'll be clear on your fine.
All right, Chuck, we'll talk to you later. Save big money at Menards. WSAA 922, we're clear.
Yeah, I hope to.
USBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WRWF 505 portable and monitoring. WSIE 375, testing my handheld from 50 pounds, if anyone copies.
Copy that. I heard the last station, didn't catch the call sign. This is WSIE 817, copy.
Same floor, thank you. This is WSIE 375.
Copy that, 375. You're not coming in super clear. I'm frying a lot of bacon, so I can't hear everything that you're saying, but you are hitting the repeater, 817.
Head forth, thank you.
Station 218. Station 218, WIUG, for 8, copy. WIG, play it ain't clear.
Jack, you still there?
Go ahead. WIG, play it ain't, go ahead. You're moving around probably too much. You gotta come a little bit clearer because you're not clear at all. Or hold the handheld straight up in the air top.
Copy that, 488. I'm in my house at the moment, so I'll probably not get hit in the repeater perfectly, but I can hear you perfectly. There was somebody on the air looking for you, looking for some technical assistance last night.
I'm sounding good. Stay where you are. That way you can, you're coming very clear now, where you're at. Every time you do that, stay where you are. That way they can hear you. Roger.
Copy that, Jack. I'm doing my best to hold it up straight, but, I just wanted to reach out to you, maybe, get your ham call sign, and then maybe we can exchange some information. I don't know what, ham repeaters you're on, but I am looking to, spread my wings out a bit.
I give my call sign. You got a fan? KFA? DRC.
Copy that. I heard KF8BRC.
Correct. That's my call sign.
Detroit Rock City.
Detroit Rock City. That's correct.
Copy that. I have KF8 Detroit Rock City. I'll let you in on my ham call, just in case you hear me out there. Mine is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec.
KF8 what else?
Delta, Quebec.
KFABDQ, correct?
Yep, you got it, Jack. So that's all I wanted to tell you. Maybe we can exchange some DMR information at some point. I'll try and find you on a ham repeater.
I can give you a repeater. Hold on. It's 443-075. No. Hold on.
336, mobile and monitor. This is USID 817 closing. I can hear that on the different channels.
Station 817. Station 817 WSGH 922. Breaking up there, Mike. Come back again.
That station, I think, is 817. You still out there?
Yep, this is 817 again. I heard you on the BERT repeater. So I heard you loud and clear on the BERT repeater. I got another radio tuned into it. So, yeah, I heard you. I'm on
4.2.2. 4.2.6000.
Will you come back with your last, Jack? I couldn't quite make out what you said. WSID 817.
So, 4.2.6000. 6000. 4426000.
That's the Flint repeater. He's coming in off 442-200.
I see. No, I'm on 65. Yeah, he must be still there. I don't know. He's a new guy anyhow. His ham and his MRS is 817. He just got his license today, probably.
Yep, this is 817 again. Yeah, I was coming in on 442.200. I heard you're probably, you know, dialing into the Flint repeater or something. I don't have it written down here, but you said 442.600.
And they call that a FBI, anyhow. So I'm on that station. If you want anything, no problem. Let me know. Roger?
Roger that, Jack. I'll let you go. For now, that's all I really wanted. This is WSID 817.
Hey, take care. Have a good day. WIEG.8.
Station 817 WSGH 922.
Hello, 922. How are you doing today?
Well, pretty good. I just thought I'd pass on a little information to you, being you're a new ham. Go to W8CMN.net, and that's the Central Michigan Emergency Network, and you'll see all the repeaters that are linked together there.
Hey, 922, will you come back with that address? I didn't quite catch that.
Yeah, go to a website. It's W8CMN.net, Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November.net. That's the Central Michigan Emergency Network, and that will show you a dashboard of all the linked repeaters in Michigan for the different networks.
Break.
Go ahead, Break.
817, you're out of Saginaw, aren't you? This is WSAA 336, coming on 575.
Copy talking that. About ham radio channels right now. 817,
I'm out of Saginaw Township.
Okay, okay, Greg, sorry, man. I didn't know you were talking about something different. I heard him coming in and out, and I thought maybe he was on the wrong frequency. Sorry about that. WSAA 336 out.
No problem, Chuck. Did you copy that 817 as far as the network website?
Yeah, I'm just pulling up the website right now. I'll get it figured out today.
Okay, yeah, poke around on there. You'll see a lot of different information on the different types of networks and that. There is a dashboard, and I'll show you the different frequencies for each town that you're closest to. Like you said, you were coming in Burt, Michigan. I go off the Flint repeater, and I can talk to Jack down on the, they call it the FBI network. And it's not FBI like the Federal Bureau of Investigations. It's Flying Beers International. So just so you know that.
Perfect. Thank you very much for the information. I'll be looking into it. I'm gonna be continuing to monitor, but I'll sign off on your next. This is WSID 817.
All right, Mike. Just thought I'd help there and give you a little information to help you out. I know I was lost at first and had to figure all this out myself. So hope it helps you out. Station 488, Jack, you still out there?
Yeah, hello, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing all right. Power's out up here in the Flint area. Flint, Burton, Davison, Grand Blanc. There's 25,000 people without power right now. I don't know what happened, but I'm on a backup generator right now.
When was that happen? Last night?
No, it just happened, I'd say about an hour ago.
They didn't say that in here. Anyhow. Well, I guess it's going to take a little time to do that, put the power back on.
Yeah, I'm just glad I got a backup generator. I got a 14,000-watt generator, so I can plug it in the side of my house, and it charges the whole house. So I'm good for now, for sure.
Yeah, well, we'll wait for it. Maybe it's going to be a couple of hours because it's not too bad outside. It's sunny and sunshine. No wind's blowing and nothing. So, yeah, you'll be all right for a little bit. And if it's not, let me know.
All right, Jack, appreciate it. Yeah, it's kind of strange, you know, beautiful day. It's not even hardly windy. I don't know what happened. Maybe somebody hit a power pole or something. I'm not for sure, but that's a lot of people, 25,000 people here in the area out, so who knows. All right, Jack, we'll clear the frequency here. WSGH 922 will be clear.
Greg, take care. Have a good day. Let me have some coffee. I just woke up about half an hour ago. I was not even on that GM out there. I heard they were talking about toilet tissue. I said, no, I ain't going to go for that.
Yeah, the question of the day was, which way do you prefer your toilet roll? Do you prefer it to roll off the front or the back?
pretty funny. Anyways, we'll talk to you later.
Mine is backwards. Take care. WIEG 48.
This is WRWF505 out in Burton. My wife, someone at her work knows a firefighter. I guess they said there was a fire at the Burton substation. I don't have much more info on that, on the power outage, but that's all I've gotten so far.
Hi, Roger, on the fire. Oh, cool. Well, hopefully they get it put out and power restored here.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. She's a dog groomer. They're about to send her home, so she's going to get a half day out of it. But hopefully it's short term, but I have a feeling it might be a little bit.
Yeah, I haven't got a, I got a text from Consumers Power here, and they just said there's crews on the way, and they'll let us know what the restore time will be, so waiting to hear that.
Sounds good. Well, I wish you luck. This is WRWF505. I'll be on the sideline. Clear.
All right, sir. Thanks for the info for sure. Appreciate it. WSGH922, we're clear.
Wow, I must have guessed it. When you said 25,000 people, first thing that popped in my head, I was thinking to myself, yeah, it sounds like a substation went down. I guess I got it right. Morning time, Greg. WSSD 793.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Drinking the coffee and doing whatever it is to do. Yeah, I guessed that right. I was listening to you guys, and when you said 25,000, I was thinking, no, that ain't no car hitting no pole. That'd be a substation down. I guess I was right, but, yeah, well, as long as you got a generator and you're working, that's all that matters, I guess, eh, Roger?
Yes, sir, Roger, on the generator. I decided to go out and buy one here after about the third power outage here in the last couple of years. I said, heck with this stuff. So my sub pump runs 24/7, 365. So I can't afford to have my basement flood.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, you can't. That'd be disastrous. Yeah, when I here in Warren, when I first moved in here, the power was going out constantly. Any little breeze and any little puff of wind in the breeze was knocking it out. And but within the last couple of years or so, you know, they got that straightened out. I've had wind come through here to bend the trees in the front and everything. The power stayed on, so they got that straightened up. But any little thing when I first moved in here, I mean, any little puff of wind, and I had already think to myself, here we go, and power would go out.
All right, Dave, good talk with you. I got to go help my neighbor here get her generator going. WSGH922, I'll be clear.
All right, Greg, good morning to you. Sounding good. Sounding really good to the repeaters and everything. Hope you get restored soon there, real quick there. Take care, WSSZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
Well, anybody out of power out there, I just got a notification that the power will not be restored until 8:30 p.m. tonight, at least at my location. WSGH 922, clear.
Testing the new radio. Can I get a response from them?
copy that. That last station's coming in pretty quiet and kind of rough, so maybe try again. WSID 817.
817, this is WSIC 866. Can you confirm my transmission?
WSID 817, I can hear you. Over.
Can I ask where you're located at?
Yep, sure. I'm in Saginaw Township.
So is this transmission clear?
It's a little bit better. I can hear you a little bit better, but it's still coming in kind of quiet.
Okay, thanks. WSIC 866 will be clear on your final.
All right, 866, WSID 817, have a good day.
Station 866, this is WRZF 865. Yeah, your modulation sounds good. I mean, you can hear you, but there's a lot of static, almost like wind noise, if that's a better way to describe it, underneath your voice. So, again, you can hear your words okay, but there's certainly a lot of static coming in underneath you.
John in the Burton area, WSGH 922, clear.
WRVV 525.
Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 488, copy. Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 48, copy. Station 922. Station 922. WIUG 48, copy.
USBM 993, mobile and monitoring. Destination here as well. Yeah, I appreciate you reaching out, man.
Alright, yeah, no worries. We'll let you get back to it, man. We'll catch you next time. WRVV 525.
WSID 817 monitoring. WSGH 922 monitoring.
USBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSHW 556 monitoring.
USBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSFF 330 monitoring. WRWV 662, I hear you.
Station 959, Rick, do you copy WSBM 993?
WSAA 336 monitoring.
WSAA 336, WSBM 993 portable.
Yeah, what's up?
Roger, I'm just going to be heading on out to my buddies here in a little bit to get those two bow fangs programmed and get my DB20 checked on and that. So leaving Saginaw here to do that here shortly. How was Menard?
It was there. I got what I needed, so, yeah. Now I'm just heading out to work in the yard, and so I thought I'd take my radio with me and listen.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, here again, I just wanted to jump in and say hello for a minute. So that's about it on this end. Chuck, we'll probably get back to the monitoring here for a little bit and getting into the mobile here shortly to get on the road again. So we'll definitely talk with you again soon, my friend. You enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk soon. WSBM 993, portable, clear, and monitoring.
Yeah, I'll probably talk to you later. You have a good trip down there, and talk to you later when you get back. WSA 8336, clear and monitor.
Station 959, station 959, Rick, WSBM 993, copy.
about 995, but this is WRWV662.
USBM 993 mobile monitoring.
WRWV662, I hear you loud and clear.
WSGH922 listening.
WSFR 966 mobile and standing by.
WSGH772, Shelby Township, monitoring on the mobile.
WSGH922 monitoring. I barely make you out, Chad. You're breaking up pretty bad. You're not making it, Chad. I heard you that time, Chad. You're breaking up.
Chad, he's back up closer to the Saginaw repeater. He's still not late, so can't get on that one right now.
Okay, yeah, that's probably why. Yeah, you're cutting in and out.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in there and say hi is all. That's all. I was just jumping in to say hello. So we'll talk at you a little bit probably. WSBM 993 mobile clear monitoring.
All right, Chad, get a little bit better there. WSGH922, we'll be listening.
WSGH922, WSBM 993, copy. WSGH922, WSBM993 mobile, copy. WSBM993 mobile, clear and monitoring. WSBM993 mobile, radio check.
Chad, WSGH
922. 922 WSBM 993 mobile. Yeah, there we go. We're probably sounding better now. We're closer to Saginaw on the repeater. How's it going today there, Greg?
Yeah, sounding way better now. Hey, I just thought I'd let you know of those radios you got, the Bofangs. They're now $39 for the pair. They're back in stock. It says there's two available left, but they went up to $39 now.
Roger that. $39 for the pair, eh? I did get them for the 18. There was a little bit of a delay on delivery. I think they were out of stock or something on them, but I just got them yesterday. Took them a little longer to come than normal, but I do got them and got them programmed now, so be checking them out here in a little while later.
A good deal. My Amazon says arriving May 15th through May 19th, but as I click on it, it doesn't even say it's shipped yet, so I don't know when I'm going to get it, hopefully in the next couple of days.
I copy that. Yeah, I hear you. So I'm on the DB20 right now. I don't know. It must be doing sounding better now because I'm closer to the repeater. But microphone has been giving me still some issues. But I'm going to just kind of keep an eye on it a little bit and see how it does. If it keeps acting up on me, I'm going to just order a new microphone for it and see if that works.
So you didn't change anything on it? Didn't redo a factory reset or nothing? It's just working now?
Yeah, I mean, we did a few things or whatever, but there was really nothing that was really showing any signs of anything being an issue. But like I said, just intermittently, the microphone just kind of acts up when it wants to act up, but It was acting funny earlier today, but and then yesterday, but seems to be doing okay now. But just gonna kind of keep an eye on it and see what happens. And if it starts back up again, then I'm gonna probably order that other microphone, replacement microphone.
I would think that thing would still be under warranty through Amazon.
Yeah, it's still under warranty too. Yeah, I can also get a replacement warranty under it too. Actually, this radio was given to me or gifted to me from another GMRS person out here, brand new. He got it brand new and he gifted it to me. So he just sent me the information to call Amazon and have it reshipped or replaced or whatever. But I may still do that too. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. So, I really don't want to go through all the hassle of having to, reorder it and do all that hassle. But if I got you, I will.
Okay, Roger that. Yeah, I guess it's a little different if you didn't order it. I don't know. Amazon has always been real good with me. So yeah, a lot of times they don't even want it back and they'll just give you credit. And or ship you a new one. So, yeah, let me know what you end up doing with that thing.
Yeah, Roger that for sure, definitely. But, yeah, I heard you in there a little bit ago, and I wanted to jump in and say hello and that, and appreciate you getting back to me there. We'll definitely talk again, Greg, and always good talking to you. Hope you're enjoying your day, enjoying the weather, all that good stuff, and you enjoy your Thursday afternoon, and we'll talk again, my friend. Always good talking to you. You take care for now, and this will be WSBM 993 Mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Okay, Chad, drive safe out there. We'll chat again. WSGH 922 will be clear.
WSID 817 monitoring.
WROM 813 out of Mid Michigan with a Baofeng UP5G Plus with a 45.5-inch tactical antenna. Anybody got a copy?
I didn't catch your call sign, but I got the tail end of your transmission. This is WSID 817, I copy.
WROM 813, my name is Patrick.
Nice to meet you, Patrick. My name is Mike. Welcome to the repeater. Are you a ham too, or are you just on GMRS?
Been GMRS certified now for a couple of years, but looking into getting my technician's license.
Yeah, very cool, Patrick. I just took my exam the other day, and I got my call sign just this morning. So, yeah, get your technicians. It's a whole other world out there.
Yeah, thanks, man, and congratulations on your technician. I've been having a little bit of fun with my GMRS and wanting to expand my horizons. The biggest thing for my GMRS is local. Eventually, I want to, National Weather Service has a, I'm not trying to be a storm chaser, but I want to be able to convey productively what I see and correctly what I see in my moment.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's all pretty cool. Yeah, well, I mean, what are you up to today? What are you doing right now?
Yeah, I just got off work. I work for a company that makes internet amplifiers, and it's radio frequencies, and it's supposed to push the internet signals faster and further. Work my butt off putting those together, and I just got off work and had some chili cheese dogs and Kogels, of course, and having a beer, just sitting relaxing on my porch and enjoying the day. Man, what a great weather day.
That job sounds very, very interesting. Yeah, I just got done with work, too. I just logged off. I work from home. But I'm getting ready to relax a little bit. I'll probably take my dogs for a walk here in a minute, and then I'll be monitoring the radio pretty much all evening. I just got my GMRS license like last week, so I'm new to GMRS, and I'm brand spanking new to him. But I'm really liking it so far. There's plenty of really good guys here.
Yeah, copy that. I've met a few very cool bunch of people here. Enjoy your walk, and this is WROM813 on the side listening.
All right, yeah, I'll close too. Yeah, it was nice to meet you, Patrick, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the day, and maybe we'll talk again in the future. This is WSIG 817 closing.
Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 48. Copy.
WRZX 218. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, the sunshine just came up over here. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Might have some bad storms tonight. Late though. Roger.
Yeah, well, if you'd be outside, yeah, the storm is going to come at you. But if you're not outside, you're inside the house, you'll be all right. Roger.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know. They're talking, these are pretty powerful ones between 10 and 3 in the morning tonight.
I mean, we got to cover all the antennas we got out there. Ham antennas, radio antennas, everything else. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, pretty humid out, too. I got my air conditioning going first time this year.
You see, I'm outside, so there's a little bit of wind going back and forth. I gotta finish planting the tomatoes. I got about 4 or 5 tomatoes to plant. Roger.
Oh, copy that. Yeah, it'll be all right. It's still a little warm out there, but it's getting better. Sun's getting lower. Good luck with them tomatoes. What else you got planting?
I got to plant some cucumbers, and I got some jalapeno and eggplant. You name them, I got them. No squash yet. I got to go get some squash. I couldn't do it, put everything in that truck.
Sounds good. That'll keep you busy. Keeping the weeds out of that all summer there. Copy?
Yeah, the weeds are already gone. I cleaned them all out. Roger.
Good deal. Yeah, I think I'll postpone mowing for a couple of days, it looks like. Maybe day after. But sure is growing fast, this grass, all that rain. Now we're getting more, I think.
All that rain really to grow the grass up. I put some fertilizer for the grass and all that, and that grass was growing fast.
Good deal, yep, this time of year. Till we get into July and August, and dries up a little, no rain, and take a break from that mowing.
Anyhow, I didn't hear you for a couple of days out there on the radio. I didn't hear Bob either.
I was listening for a while yesterday, I think. No, I didn't hear him. Yeah, it's been a couple of days. I don't know. Maybe I'd go somewhere. I had it off for a while. I was doing some cleaning and all my wires unhooked and stuff. And redid it. But it's all back up and going now, so we're back on there, Roger.
Roger that. How far are you from a steady?
Every now and then. I ain't giving a big effort, but every now and then.
No big deal. Just like I told you. take those examples, there's 35 of them. Keep practicing on that, so you get about, I would say, 90% to 100. You'll do all right.
You'll copy that. Yeah, I'll get some practice ones and see how it goes. Yeah. We got plenty of time to deal with it, so we will.
Yeah, probably Bob out there canoeing. That's what I heard the last time for him. He was swimming with his dog out there. That's what he said. So he may be canoeing today, too. Roger.
Went out there in Cass Lake?
Oh, out there in Sheboygan. There's a big river down there. They go swimming.
Oh, up north, Bob. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, could be. Should have took a little side trip or something. Oh, he'll chime in. Getting time there, Roger.
Yeah, right. Hey, by the way, Bobby, tonight, you know, the duck thing goes on tonight, too, because there's a clear sky here. You know, so you'll have some Ohio's and somewhere else. You heard me?
Yeah, it should be. Weather conditions feel like it's just right, so we'll have to see. I haven't heard, I heard a little bit this morning, not too much, and then I turned it off. But we'll see what happens there, Roger.
All right, Randall, we're back out of here for a little bit. We'll catch you later. I'm on the walkie-talkie. I'm outside with a short antenna anyhow. But I have a clear spot, you know, to go far away. So you check you later. WIUG 48.
Copy that. That sounds good. Sounds good. All right, we'll talk at you later. WRZX. We're monitoring.
Hello, Randall. Hello, Jack. WSQU 844.
Up chairman.
Well, hello, chairman. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you two doing today?
Oh, I'm doing...
I had to come in and turn the air on. A little warm out there. I'll go back out, though, Roger.
I got to get back out of here because I got to plant these tomatoes before they go dry. They've been sitting here for the past 3 days. We'll catch you guys later and good talking to you guys. Take care. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. You take care. Take care of those tomatoes. We'll talk you up to later. So, Randall, what you up to today?
Not much. I was just telling Jack he might have to get ready to hang under our hats again tonight, or late this evening. Another storm going to roll through here. What I just watched on the news, over.
I copy that. Yeah, I heard that yesterday. I haven't listened to anything today, so yeah, I'll be turning on WWJ in a little bit to see what they're going to say. And yeah, turn on keep the radios on until I call it a night.
Yeah, Roger that. That's between 10 and 3 a.m., so most people will be sleeping, but we'll have to see. Wind and hail, just everything's kind of doubled up a little bit of what it normally is, so just keep your eyes open, ears open. Hopefully it'll blow by and dump some more water on us there, though. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. They said this. I thought I heard them say yesterday about isolated tornadoes. So hopefully we don't get any of those.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I've been mowing twice a week. All this water, grass is growing crazy.
Yeah, copy that. I can mow twice a week also, I mow every Sunday, but I'm gonna try to do some mowing on Saturday. So as long as it's dry, I've got some areas in my yard that's low and water likes to hang in there, so yeah, it gets a little muddy.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you don't want no big ruts to deal with. Now we're just hanging out, kind of staying cool. I turned the air on first time this spring, and feels pretty good in here. Pretty muggy today. It's going to drop right out again. Got roller coaster temperatures, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to get any real cold temperatures anymore until the fall. Well, that's a good thing. I think it'll stay above the 60s, I hope.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I can hear it's on its way. You're complaining about it too hot and all that good stuff there, roger.
Yep, copy that. Well, yeah, I'm happy my personal vehicle has air. My work truck has air, and I've got air at home, so yeah, I'm all set. I'm happy.
Copy that, Sherman. I'm going to get me some dinner going here. 5 o'clock. Holy moly. Give me a little something to eat here, Sherman, and I'll keep the radio on, listening, see what's going on. You have a good one. And we'll talk at you later. This is WRZX 218, and we're going to be standing by.
Roger that, Randall. Good talking to you. It's been a while. Yeah, hang in there tonight, and maybe we'll talk at you later. So I'll be monitoring and mobile. WSGU 844. WSGU 844 calling WSHR 566. You out there? Negative copy on WSHR 566. WSGU 844. Standing by.
WRVV 525.
WRQAA.
Hold on.
Paul, just going between three radios. Going through FBI and UHF and statewide one to DMR. GMRS, how do you like that? Three radios going through different conversations. Here we are, two radios.
Hey, you're juggling. Is that Cujo?
I am multi-channel. How do you like that one?
I broke up a little bit on that one. I missed what you said there, but thought I recognized your voice anyway. This is Nick here, WRVV 525 or N1KRD on the other side.
Yeah, it's me, KCKG on the other side, WRXQ 888.
must be done with work if you're juggling three radios. I'm just got some chicken and potatoes on the grill here, trying to get ready to eat.
Yeah, Wally's working on John's Motorola, trying to get some cold plugs in there, and he chirped me up on DMR on 51 and asked about McComb's DMRS, if we got on him. So my TV was getting bopped in there, too. And I'm going to go home, and you're having on the grill. I got to get propane. Thanks for reminding me. My wife's been calling on my carrier for that for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, always got to have the backup, so you're welcome for that reminder.
And if you said anything, I lost you because I had to change the antenna.
Yeah, take your time with it. I'm just chilling. This food is almost done here, so I'm going to be backing out here shortly.
I can't do that. I'm stuck here at, what is it, 719? I'm on the ground, and I'm trying to get over to this side of town. And all I was, where was I? Oh, I was at 8 Mile in Greenfield, so yeah. All this construction is just making the love of driving even less desirable.
Okay, yeah, you were right over by me. Yep, it's a mess with the 696. Is westbound open yet, or is that still, I think it was going to be closed for 10 days. I'm not sure when it started, though.
Oh, it started Monday because me and a coworker were getting ready to jump on the ramp from 75 south, and, well, couldn't do that. Then tried it off of Campbell. Couldn't do that either. Ended up just taking 10 mile all the way up to where we had to go.
Yeah, it's a mess. Plus, we got all the east-west, like, mile roads tore up, too. It's like, where do they expect people to go? I didn't realize it was supposed to be this warm today. It's summertime out here.
Yeah, for the next day or so, then next week it's going to drop right back down into the 50s. And I can put all the AC in my windows this past weekend, so now what?
Yeah, tough about it. It'll stick soon enough. But yeah, I'm okay with it going back down. I like the transition. A little bit of cooler days are nice for me. An end of your road, or I don't know if it's just you got the HD and the van or what it is, but it was a little pretty choppy on that last one.
Is this any better?
Yeah, that was better. Still a little flutter in there, but definitely more readable that time.
That I'm not picking it out, but that's about it. I have my AT sitting in my passenger seat, but I can hear response. So I think it's got the PL on the receive also.
And it should still work with the PL on the receive as long as it's the same one. I think, because I had to turn, at least I'm on the short repeater, I had to turn the PL for the receive on because there's that new business Costco they put up over there near Greenfield and 8 Mile, and I think they're using 625 on their frequencies. I was hearing them chime in all the time. Back in the weeds on that one. I was starting to hear you at the beginning, and then it was just cutting in and out, losing the repeater and jumping back in.
Well, I went back on the DMRS on the mobile, and I'll let you get to your barbecue in there. I'll catch you on the flip over here on GMRS or over on the Warren FBI. I'm doing GMR right now. This is WRXQ888. I'm just going to get your ATS. You can get that grub going off that grub before you burn it.
Yeah, perfect timing. It's that time. So, yeah, we'll catch you next time on this side or the other. WRVV525.
Station 544, WIUG 88, copy. That's right, one more time. Station 544, WIUG 88, copy. WIUG 88, clear. Station 544, WIUG, 48, copy. WIUG, 48, clear.
WRBG 829 for radio check.
Go ahead, 829, you're sounding good.
Thanks, Jack. How you doing tonight?
Oh, very good. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm on my third one of these radios. I'm hoping that this one's the charm.
I'm good. You got what kind of antenna?
I'm running a Midland plus 6 dB fender mount antenna.
A handheld or a car?
This is a BTEC 20 watt supposedly GMRS mobile.
What else I need to do? Drive a little bit and see how far you can go with it, see if there's any static or anything like that.
Yeah, I'll give that a try. This is doing pretty good, actually. I'm talking from Sterling Heights to Mount Clemens, so I think we're doing all right as far as output power is concerned. And if I sound all right, then it's probably all right. The antenna system in the car works out fine. It's just the radios have been a little bit shaky. Over.
I do understand that. I don't know anything about the BTEC 20.
the 50, the first one that came out, they were excellent. I had one, and I had a problem from it. I was only putting out 5 watts. So then after that, they didn't make them at all. But those are the best ones. They were out there. And now the other ones are good, too. I'm not saying anything about them, but I have not tested none of these.
Yeah, if this one doesn't work out, I'm going to switch to something else. I just wanted the one-hand type design where, you know, I don't have to mount the radio within my field of view in the truck. It's tucked down in a cubby and all convenient, and everything's done through the microphone with this. And I really like that form factor, but if they can't make me a decent radio, then I'm going to have to go with some other brand, I guess.
Yeah, see, I don't know if you ever seen those, the DB20G, and that's I'm on right now, the DB20G. It's small radio, and it fits anywhere. And it's got excellent signal and audio.
I've heard you talk about them in the past, and I've looked at them. I guess I could go to something like that if I was in a pinch. I was really hoping to make this work out, but you never know if this doesn't end up working out in the long term. I had the first one of these for about 6 months, and it worked fine right up until the point that it stopped transmitting for no reason. And then the one that they sent me for a replacement transmitted fine. I think I talked to you on it a few weeks ago. And then what happened was when I turned the radio off, then the speaker started emitting static with the radio powered off. So that wasn't any good. Now this third one here, we'll see what happens. They're all, you know, repaired units once you send them in for the warranty.
When you have warranty, I don't worry about it too much. And I did hear you, I was talking to you about a couple of weeks ago. It was sounding good. But actually, you know, I don't know. I mean, I have this. I don't know if you know that or not. On the ham side, too. Both sides. You know, GMRS and the ham side.
I know you said that you got your ham ticket not all that long ago. Congratulations on that. You're not using the same device on the ham side, are you?
It could be done.
Yeah, I've got a 2-meter 440 mobile radio that I could probably program with GMRS frequencies, but I just wanted, you know, a purpose-built radio and less muss and less fuss, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see. This one, we'll use the heck out of it for a while, and hopefully it holds up, and if it doesn't, then it's going back, and I'm getting something else.
Well, so far it's doing you good. That's good for now. And if it doesn't, then say, yeah, you're right, send it back. You know, and this is WRUG48. Anyhow, good talking to you because I'm on my destination. I will talk to you a little bit more. But if you want, check it out, that DB20G. DB20G. It's good radio, like I said. And I'm talking, and it does both of them, really. I had people talking to the ISS from it.
Well, that's pretty cool. I haven't gotten around to building myself a Yagi that can hit the ISS, but that would be fun. Maybe I'll try that sometime. All right, you have a great day, and I'll talk to you again, I'm sure. WRVG829 is clear.
We're talking to you. We'll talk again anytime you like. No problem at all. And I'll do my best. I'll help you out with the radios you have. Take care and have a good day. WIUG 48.
This is 817.
Sound and sign 817 through the Detroit repeater. WRYS 363. Same to you. WRYS 363, monitoring and mobile.
Hello, Eric. WSCU 844. How you doing, buddy?
Not doing too bad at 844, Mr. Sherman. Just got out of work.
Roger, roger. Yep, I've been on my way home for a while, so, yep, almost there. What's new and exciting with you?
Nothing, really. Just been another long week. We're on a bunch of PPW stuff this week.
Roger, roger. How did, can you get, I haven't talked to you since, before, the Utica, market, how'd that go?
You, cut in and out quite badly. I think I understood. So, Utica was pretty good Saturday and, pretty decent on Sunday.
Yeah, awesome. The weather was just right for it, so that's a good thing.
I did pick up a couple lights at that show.
What was that again? You hear you correctly that you got yourself a couple lights?
I think I'm having some interference, or you are on your end. Got a pretty signal right now.
I'm almost at home. I'm off the Mayville repeater.
Yeah, I didn't, all I caught was Mayville. I don't know if we're having, you're having your issues on your end, and I'm having my issues on my end. I think, Detroit's
kind of
going cuckoo right now.
Yeah, roger, roger. All right, I'll let you go, Eric. Motor safe, and we'll talk at you another time. Have yourself a good one, and we'll talk at you later. WSGU 844. Stay safe.
Yep, thank you very much. Same to you. We'll talk to you later. WRYS 363, clear and monitoring as best as possible.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. Are you out there? WSHR 566 calling WSGU 844. Are you there? No copy on WSGU 844 or WSHR 566 clear.
AWHR 566 is still there. This is WS9817.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
844, a.k.a. Sherman. He was looking for you earlier, maybe about 30 minutes ago, so maybe I'll check back later. Over.
Okay, affirmative. Thanks a lot, 817.
Yeah, no problem at all. Good to hear from you, and have a great day, and I'll sign off, WSIG 817.
WSHR 566. WSHW 556, WSBM 993, copy. Final call, WSHW 556, WSBM 993, copy. WSHW 556, clear for monitoring.
WSBM 993, JSBM, this is WSBM 817, Mike. Once more for 993, I'll give you a minute, WSID 817. 817, close. Station 793, WSSD 793, WSID 817. WSSD 793. Alright, WSID 817 closing.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844, you got a copy?
Hello, buddy. Let me call for you later. We're just sitting down to eat. Copy, WSGU 844.
Yeah, copy that, Sherman. WSHR 566, I'll be monitoring.
Roger, roger. Talking a little bit. WSGU 844. WRMC 640.
Whiskey Sierra Hotel Golf 412, monitoring.
Copy that, thank you, 855, radio check.
This is WSHR 566. You're a little garbled, but I can understand you.
All right, copy, thank you. Just in the front yard, checking what strength they got.
Affirmative, WSHR 566, monitoring.
WRVT 634, radio test.
You're loud and clear.
Copy that loud and clear, WRVT 634.
WSHR 566, monitoring.
This is all he's got, is a goddamn...
WSGU 844 calling WSHR 566.
Yeah, go ahead, WSGU844, go ahead.
How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. I'm real tired. Hey, we ran 10 calls today out of station, too.
Roger, roger. Yeah, you were driving squad 3, so, weren't you?
Yeah, we were up at the station. We were training on that new engine today, going through the pumps and stuff like that, so...
Oh, roger, roger. So, it was a good day?
Yeah, other than that, yeah, it was a good day. The day flew by fast, so...
Copy that. Yeah, I was just listening to the other band, the ham band on a 443-775. They're having a net, and I think Jack is about to talk.
Oh, okay.
I think he heard you. Oh, I heard him laugh, but I didn't hear him talk.
Yeah, I guess they're calling for some real bad storms tonight. I got all my this one too. I gotta charge them all up.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's what I've got all mine going. Yeah, the one valve thing I'm talking on right now, and the other one I've got Lapeer County Guy Warren, and then Micon on the one valve thing, and then the other one. G5, I've got the 800 stuff, and then the Pro 96, I've just got whatever I can monitor.
Yeah, roger that.
Yeah, Jack is talking, but every time I key up on GMRS, it takes away from the 440 band, but oh well.
Roger that.
So how's Tanya doing today?
She's doing all right, but she did something she wasn't supposed to do. She put the ladder in the pool, and she shouldn't have did that today. I told her to wait. I got two girls here that could have did it, but now she's hurting a little bit, so...
Yeah, copy that. Did she go in the pool, and that might have taken care of it?
Oh, yeah, she went in the pool today, yeah. I think she said she might feel a little bit better. I don't know.
Yeah, copy that. I think we both got to get our wives one of those ice, you know how they got the hot tub. They got the hot tub, but they've got an ice tub. at Walmart.
Oh yeah, one of the guys under the apartment's got it's like it looks like a not a box, but it looks like a I'm trying to it looks like a bag, and you fill it up with ice or water, and you can sit in it.
Well, they say it's healthy for you. It's good for you to do it when you can. But, yeah, I like the hot tub better. That ice tub would be too cold.
Yeah, affirmative.
So is almost everybody almost done training on the new rig?
Heck no, we just started. And the chief said he wants it in service by June 16th. There's no way. There's no way. I can't see it.
Yeah, copy that. No, I thought they'd both be in service by now. So neither of them are in service?
Nope, not at all.
Wow. That's crazy.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, the other half is shaking her head at me because, okay,
you're talking on one radio and you got another one going.
Yeah.
That by now.
I had my other one here too if it wasn't charging.
Yeah, copy that. No, I try to keep them all charged. Well, I've got batteries in the Pro 96. And, the both valve things are charged up. And then I've got the Whistler over there. It hasn't been on in a while. And then I've got an old two-channel crystal radio that's got Macomb County on one channel and Lapeer County on the other channel. Kelly, you're obnoxious.
Yeah, Rob's that way. Yeah, so on a bail thing, I have some of those channels that you gave me, and when I see you again, you have to go through it, see what I don't have that does work, and then I'll use the other one too tonight.
Yeah, I copy that. Now, the one guy that's is ahead of the net on the 440 band. His name is Sean, and I thought that's the guy's name of the EMRS that owns the repeater in Mont Clemens. Sounds just like him.
Yeah, I think that is him. If I'm not mistaken, I think he might work for the county, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, copy that. And our friend Dave, 793, was talking to someone last night. It was a female voice, and all of a sudden they disappeared. Like somebody turned off the repeater on them.
Yeah, Roger that. I heard them on there talking a little bit, and Dave said goodbye to them, so I don't know.
Yeah, copy that. So you got your phone set in case you gotta go out tonight late for storm?
Yeah, well I got this too. I can hear an apartment on too. I could lock it on our it's automatic. So I'll get a telephone ring and it'll be the county and then it'll tell us what we need to do or where we need to go, so hopefully that doesn't happen. I ain't gonna feel like getting up at 2-3 in the morning, but I'll see.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, there's two different scenarios. There's one that's supposed to start around 10, and then they're saying that it's supposed to start around 11, so anywhere between 11 and 4 a.m.
Yeah, copy that. I was watching Channel 7, Dave Rexroth, and he says hopefully them storms that start firing up, coming up from, was that Lake Michigan or what? Yeah, Lake Michigan there. He says hopefully when they get over here, they won't be as potent. So you know how they are. They don't know.
Yeah, copy that. Well, there was some, I think they had some storms down near the border of Ohio and Michigan earlier, but I guess there were nothing really to talk about.
Yeah, copy that.
So when do you work next?
I don't work till Monday, thank God.
Oh, that's nice. Copy that.
Yeah, I was coming down 21 mile there, and I see this feet away. I said, that looks like a Sherman truck. And I went by and said, that is him, and he waved at me, so.
Yeah, copy that. I saw squad one, and then about three cars after squad one, I saw another squad, and I got closer, and yeah, it was squad three, and then
You were waving at me. It was cool.
Roger that.
So what's your favorite apparatus that you'd like to drive?
Probably the truck.
Yeah, I bet that would be fun to drive. Yeah, I've got... Yeah, I think I've got pictures of the last street truck you guys have had.
Well, we've only had two. This one and the Sutton, that's all we've had.
Okay. No, I'll take that back then. Well, that's the last two.
I don't know if you know it or not, but Clay Township, Ira Township, Elginac by our old aerial truck.
Okay, yeah, they share it, yeah, but I didn't, yeah, I forgot that it was your guys' old truck, yep.
Yep, affirmative.
Yeah, very cool. And then, I think, the one that, Richmond used to have, I thought, Addison Township had. I don't think they still have it or not.
Oh, you mean that old Sutton that they had? I think that was Chesterfield's old, ladder truck. The Sutton they had.
What, that Richmond has, or, Addison?
No, that Richmond had, they bought, when Chesterfield got their, when they sold that, they got that Sutton that they just sold a while back, and they got the new Sutton. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure my buddy told me Richmond bought it, and they refurbished it, and I remember seeing it up there. No, they got a Rosenbauer now, ladder truck.
Yeah, so I think Addison Township has their old Sutton, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's pretty cool. From Chesterfield to Richmond to Addison.
Yep. And then that mini pumper from the proving ground, Jim told me that it was sold to a department from out of state. But that's gone.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm supposed to be going walleye fishing in the morning if the weather isn't too bad. By that time, the storms should be gone, but I'm just worried about if we get them storms, the water getting all churned up. So my buddy brought his boat with him at work, so it's going to play it by ear.
You going to be on the St. Clair River or Lake St. Clair?
Oh, the St. Clair River, about where we were before.
Copy that. So you guys have marine radio?
No, he doesn't have a marine radio, but I could bring this radio, but it ain't really going to do. You ain't going to be able to talk to them in a boat unless they have one of these radios with them. I'd buy one, but it ain't going to do me any good. I don't have a boat or nothing, so...
Yeah, I think you could probably program the marine frequency 156.800 in your radio. It might transmit.
Yeah, like I said, when we get together again, whenever I see her, if we get together, you'll have to go through the radio with me. Yeah, like I said, I'm pretty good now with programming it, but... Like I said, a lot of those frequencies that I put in here, I think they're dead because the only thing I really get is I get Richmond Lennox, some of the county fire, and McComb, and that's it. And oh yeah, and I get the control tower at Sulphur's. Those other ones, I can't get Bruce on there. Oh yeah, and I got the one day I got Richmond on it, but like Bruce, that one you told me was Bruce, I don't get them. I don't know if I'm not, probably not close enough. I don't know.
Yeah, roger that. WFCU 844 for ID. Yeah, sometimes I have a hard time trying to pick them up on the bow thing. So, when I'm down that area. So, yeah, I'll look at it next time I see you.
We have WSHR at 566 for identity purposes.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, so my
go.
Plan is to go, like I said,
and,
fishing tomorrow. It's not, I don't, only thing I got to do is I got to, this patio in the backyard, it doesn't have no protection on it. I got to call somebody
and
see how much it's going
to
be to seal this thing.
Having a good talking to you.
Because
and,
believe it or not, it's those pavers and
the other half
a couple spots
is
cracking. Why, I don't know, but
so have
it needs to get that high, like that high gloss on it and stuff. So I'm going
to
have to see how much it is. I'm afraid to see how much it is to do it.
I'm sorry, buddy. We doubled on each other.
No, I was saying, the only thing I really got left to do for the summer is part of wash my brick paver patio back here. And I said, it hasn't been sealed, and they look in certain areas, it's cracking. So I want to get somebody out here to see how much it would be to seal it, but I'm scared to find out how much it is.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, well, we got to get a fence for the puppy here so she can run. But I'm going to call it a night, my friend. You know, God, sitting next to the wife and watching TV. So, yeah. And so we'll chat at you tomorrow. Tell the other half that we both said hi and have yourself a good evening. And I'll yell at you tomorrow. So have a good night. Stay safe. WSBU 844, and we'll be clear after your final.
Affirmative on that. Talk to you tomorrow. I'll just let you know, I know you probably won't be up in that early on, but those storms start rolling through. I'll probably have my radio on, so if you're on there and you want to try to give me a shout, if you're up or something because of the storms, give me a shout. And, yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow. WSHR 566, clear.
Roger, yeah. Hopefully they're not going to be too bad. So, WSCU 844. We'll talk to you later, bud.
WSGP 570 Detroit. Can I get a visual report?
I copy you loud and clear, WSGP 570. WSGP 257.
Well, if it isn't 257, you sound good too. How you doing?
I am doing all right. It's Friday for me today, so yeah, I'm probably just about to hop on and play some video games. You interested?
That's 257. I think I'll join you. 570 out.
Roger that, 570, all flew down up. So use the key, 257,
clear. 459 radio check.
Solid copy, 459 WSCP 257.
WSEC. WSBC-835, looking for a radio check on a handheld.
Okay, radio check.
Thank you very much. WSBC-835.
Well, have a good night.
WRPB 448 monitoring.
WSBM 993 portable monitoring.
Station 993, this is WRPB 448. How are you doing tonight on your mobile? You're sounding pretty good.
How you doing there, 448? Doing okay, my friend. Good hearing from you down there at Groveland Township. How's things going down there for you, my friend?
Absolutely beautiful day here in Groveland Township. Just relaxing. Finally getting on my bicycle. Starting to feel a little bit human again. Things are good.
I hear you there, Kurt. Definitely always good to hear from you, my friend. Glad you're doing well. You've been enjoying some of that nice weather out there?
Well, if you count mowing the lawn and planting trees, enjoying the weather, yeah, I guess we are. So, yeah, always good here. What are you out doing out and about tonight? Anything fun and exciting?
Well, not too much. Getting ready to get on the road here in a little bit. Go over and visit somebody here for a little bit. Just woke up from a little nap, actually. I've been pretty tired, so just going to go out and visit with somebody here for a little bit, and that's about it.
Nothing wrong with a little nap. As a matter of fact, I had just woken up from one myself about 30 minutes ago, and feel quite refreshed. It's like the day is starting all over again, except for it's dark. Oh well, it's all good.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Is this HT here that I'm on? Is it sounding okay over there, though?
Yeah, your HT sounds good. I'm making every word. If anything, it might sound a little bit over-modulated. Doesn't sound as good as your usual setup, but it still sounds very good, if you know what I mean.
Hey, Roger there. Maybe I was talking a little bit close to the microphone there or whatever on the HT. I don't have a hand mic on it. I just got the regular microphone that's built on the radio or whatever, but I just moved a little ways away from it. I don't know if that's any better. Or maybe it's just me. I talk kind of loud anyway, so.
No, I think it's the distance just now. You sounded very, very clear. Yeah, wherever you got the radio in proportion to your mouth now is definitely the game changer. It's working really well for you.
Hey, Roger that. Well, anyways, Kurt, I definitely appreciate you reaching out and saying hello there. Always good to talk to you. Always good to hear from you, Matt. You take care, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And we'll definitely do it again, my friend. This will be WSBM 993, and I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Well, very good. As always, it's great to speak with you as well. As you say, we will do it again. I will be monitoring intermittently tonight. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Have a good visit. This is WRPV 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, and I am clear in monitoring.
ID 817, monitoring.
USBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WSCI 847. WSCI 847. Cleveland. WIUG 488, copy.
Good evening, Jack.
Good evening, Bob. I've been looking for you all day. You're not around. That's why I called Rondo. He went swimming with the canoe.
Do that. I've been away from the house all day myself. Yeah, we just got back in here a little while ago, Reggie.
Roger, Bob. It was a good day outside. I was all day outside working. Playing, you know, playing with the dirt, you know, put the tomatoes down, put some of the cucumbers again down, and some of that eggplant, and also jalapeno.
Roger that. You're making progress. That's my plan for the weekend. Me and the better half will get in there to the garden and start laying seeds, Roger.
Roger that. Today really, Bob, was the car was saying 85 degrees. It was so hot I had to turn the air on in the car.
It's warm up here as well today. I'm keeping an eye on the line of thunderstorms heading this way currently. But other than that, all in all, a good day here, Jack.
Roger, Bob. Yeah, they, Randall telling me the storm coming in, very hard storm coming tonight. Roger? got some severe weather supposedly in
Well, Bob, good to hear you out there, and good talking to you. We'll talk again tomorrow. WIUG 48.
Always a pleasure, Jack. You have a good evening. We'll do it again. WIUG 48. Bob.
WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
SDM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSBS 311, anybody have a copy on this station?
Go ahead, 311.
What's happening? I pulled the radio out here. I'm over in Mount Clemens just to impress some of my bandmates, and it's taken me 10 minutes to reprogram the dang radio because I had codes wrong and such. So, yeah, thanks for getting back with me.
Hear that sound loud and clear over this way, WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
Right on, 993. Have a good evening. Talk to you later, WSBS 311.
Station 488, Station 488, WSGH 92.
WIUG 488, go ahead.
Got some bad weather heading this way.
That's what I heard this morning. Very, very heavy storm coming in.
Yeah, I was just watching the Michigan Storm Chasers on YouTube, and there's a couple of tornadoes on the ground over in Grand Rapids.
Oh, I don't have the radio on. Oh, TV. So, I just came inside. I was outside all day planning. But it's still not done.
Well, just make sure you got your bat down the hatches here. Keep an eye out in the sky.
I'm sure of that. I just don't want my antennas go haywire. You turn off all your radios and unplug them. It's better.
Roger on that. They're saying about midnight, so I don't know about down your way, probably close to it, but it'll be about another hour.
I give you time to do what you gotta do anyhow and see what happens tomorrow. But that's what he said. Randall said heavy storm coming in tonight. That's what he told me this morning.
I heard your sister and the guys this afternoon. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was the first time on the radio. Just wanted to, she was sounding good. That repeater by her, I don't know how far she is from it. But it's not that far probably from her.
She sounded like an old pro on the radio. She sounded real good.
She was on GMRS. And when she found out all the yo-yos out there, she said, forget it.
Yeah, well, good for her. That's really cool. You're lucky.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. You got to see somebody.
Yeah, now you got to help her with the radios and that stuff.
I told her I don't have time for her, but I said, in case you run into something, let me know. I'll help you out, no problem. I still got to do a lot of work for her because she haven't got the digital. The digital, she's not registered yet. And all the, no QRZ, no Echo Star, all that stuff. I got mine all set up.
That's what I said. You gotta help her out now, Jack.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be easy. You live way out there, and I live way at those guys. So it's not gonna be easy.
Oh, yeah, Roger on that. Well, sounds like she's got some friends out there for sure, so there'll be enough people helping her.
Yeah, you know, five, six of them, you do know because from the GMRS. You know, Professor Don, too, he used to talk all the time to Don.
Yeah, very cool. Yep, that's great. She's, got her license. Sounds like she wants to get her general, too.
Yeah, she wants to get the general, too. That way, more expenses, more radios, and more money.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, Jack, I just thought I'd give you a quick shout. I'm going to probably stay up here. I don't know. We'll see. I got a alert radio if a tornado gets on the ground. Let me know. But we'll talk at you later, bud. WSGH 922 will be clear on your final.
Hey, I'm glad you reminded me about tornado. I got to now. I got to go outside and take all those stairs out of there. And all the equipment what I was doing out there. I'm glad you told me that. Anyhow, I'll talk to you again tomorrow on the GM. Another solar paper probably.
Yeah, we'll see what the subject is tomorrow.
All right, Greg. Have a good evening and a good night. I'll be up anyhow until about 12 o'clock, you know, because I still got to watch TV a little bit. I like my John Wayne.
All right, Jack. Enjoy. We'll talk to you later, bud. WSGH 92 clear.
All right. Take care. WIEG 48. Whiskey Robert Bank, 399. Is it ready to charge your radios or charge your flashlights? Can you help me? WRFK 359, of course.
USBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSIE 375. Testing handheld. Anyone copy?
Copy that.
Ten-four, thank you. I'm in Clinton Township on an 8-watt handheld.
WSDH-DH0, monitoring.
WSIE 375 monitoring from a handheld. Anyone copy? That came through pretty choppy, but thank you.
WSDH-380, monitoring.
Batten down the hatches.